stuff going out right. instead of going out.
You ready, Doug? I did, though. 8:30 on the clock. Let's call to order the Board of Equalization. Open Meetings Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Setzer, Byers. First thing on the agenda is approve or disapprove. The agenda is presented. Need a motion to approve or disapprove.
So moved to approve the agenda.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle to approve. Any discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next on the agenda is approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting. Need a motion to approve or disapprove.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Next on the agenda is relative to the Board of Equalization comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the equalization.
Any public comments on equalization?
Yeah, okay. That's all right. Yeah, that's okay. Seeing none, we'll move on. Next on the agenda is to approve or disapprove exemption application for real property. Any motion to approve or disapprove it, I guess. Patty, can you
speak
to
this? Yeah,
we've
got five of them here, and these are brand new exemptions. This is the year for the permissive exemptions, but the majority of the people don't have to file because it's a reaffirmation year. But every year divisible by four, the exemption application has to be filed, and these are the four new ones. So I believe Church of the Promise, that's, yeah. So we need to go over these individually, okay, and I'll read them.
Can we have these, hand these to Patty down there, and we'll just
I have her. A copy of them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay.
Read
them. So what you would have to do, Matt, is have them come forward and probably swear them in, and then we'll go over each exemption individually because these are okay. new ones. So.
All right, let's...
So Church of the Promise, and are you Larry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could I have you just come forward and name an address for the record and the organization that you're representing?
My name is Larry Dillon, and the organization I'm representing is Church of the Promise in Beatrice at 14 at 612 North. I can't remember. 612, anyway. 612 Nichols, I guess it is.
It's lot 1, block 20, Riverside yeah. Park Edition. So at one time, this parsonage, someone was... Is this the parsonage?
Is that? Yes.
Yeah. And at some, at one time, somebody was living there, but now it's specifically used for church purposes.
Yes. In fact, I am moving the office from my church over... We have a very small building, and I'm moving the office from my church over there, and then it's going to be a fellowship hall with just tables and chairs.
So basically, if there's any questions, before we denied this one because someone was actually living in the parsonage. So I don't know if you remember, this was before the board before. So now he's refiling and giving testimony.
Nobody's lived there for over a year.
It's going to be used for church purposes now. So
value of the real estate, $28,780
right.
for the record.
And just question then, Patty, what we're doing is we're removing this from the tax
right.
roll.
It'll
basically.
Be exempt now because now they're going to be using it strictly for religious
okay.
purposes. So, and that's why the brand new ones, I've had the people come in to testify in front of us so that we...
Thank you.
Shall we consider these individually then as they come up? So then I would... There's no further questions. This gentleman, I'll entertain a motion to approve or disapprove.
Pat, did you go through and make sure like that they're 501c3 qualifier and state qualified as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
and
fine.
He does have the church exam.
Yes.
This is
okay.
just the parsonage part.
But as
so.
A routine, you do that. We don't have to ask any questions.
We don't do that every year. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The biggest problem with this one is it was rented out before. Or not rented out, but somebody was living there and it wasn't actually used for church purposes. So it'd be my recommendation now that it be approved because of his testimony. So.
And this approval is for a year or how?
Every year, yeah. Well, this one is for, this is an exemption application. And then for the next 3 years, it'll be reaffirmation.
Okay.
And then on the fourth year divisible by four, the exemption comes forth again. So.
Okay. I would move we approve the exemption.
Moved by Mr. Byers.
Second.
Second by Setzer for approval. Any more discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve exemption. Thank you.
Thank you.
John, are you here for St. Joe's?
No.
No. Okay. Is anybody here for St. Joseph's Catholic Church? Okay. That's the next one.
Is it imperative that that we have representation to ask
no,
questions?
No, not necessarily.
On here, it says your recommendation is to approve. So
yeah, this is the building that they bought right across the street here that they're going to be, as far as I know, is going to be torn down. So.
Oh, they're on the corner?
Right.
The brick? Okay.
Former Masonic.
Mosaic. So my recommendation would be for approval on this one also.
And what's the value on that one?
Sorry, value of
$90,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any more questions for Patty? Seeing none, I need a motion to approve or disapprove approval of this tax exemption for the St. Joseph Catholic Church in the amount of $90,000.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve tax exemption for St. Joseph Catholic Church. Westside Baptist Church of Beatrice. Name and address for the record, please.
I'm Joyce Argo. I live at 50281 South 108th Road, Wymore, Nebraska, 68466. I'm the treasurer of Westside Baptist Church.
Actual valuation here, there's none. What are we?
Well, it was $24,565. They did remove a house and now are going to be using it for church parking lots. So that would, it is in the floodplain, so the land was only valued at $750. So okay. That's what the use would be for a church parking lot. Am I correct on that? That's what it was.
That's correct.
Okay.
And your recommendation is to approve. Patty's recommendation is to approve.
I would move to approve.
Second.
By Mr. Byers, second by Setzer. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Habitat for Humanity of Gage County. Representatives for Habitat for Humanity.
No, but this is Jim Nelson's, and I've been talking to him, and Alan Grell, of course, is involved in these. And this is a place at 1815 South 5th Street. And I recommend for approval. It was originally valued at $72,510.
A motion to approve or disapprove?
Move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Kathy Setzer. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve for Habitat for Humanity, Gage County. Last, Teen Challenge of the Midlands. Actual value, $360,000. And thank you, sir. Name and address for the record, please.
My name is Jeff Arp.
Jeff Arp. Okay. And your association with Teen Challenge of the Midlands?
Yes, I'm the development director for Living Free Communities. And it's a... That's a non-residential part of Teen Challenge. I'm in the process of relocating to the property, which is the former Carriage House Bed and Breakfast, east of town. Right now, my wife is a nurse. She's finishing her bachelor's program in Des Moines, Iowa. So she's got to stay there to complete all of her residential requirements, and then she'll be joining me as we relocate here this fall.
Thank you for giving me the address of the old carriage house because I didn't know where this was.
Yeah, and we have it valued at $212,075.
It's just $360,000.
Where are you?
On the exemption application.
Should be 25478 South 23rd Road.
Yeah, this one.
Oh, that must be their value that they put on. Is that what you got?
Yeah, because there's a photocopy here with the picture. It's got a value of $212,075.
We have it at 212,075. 360 must have been put on by their organization. So we're
So do you want to, before we approve it, because...
Well, they wrote it on there, so I wouldn't be able to, but that's what my value is.
So your value...
Bob Larson must have put that $360,000. We don't have it valued at that much. Maybe that's what they, you know, I don't know if you have an appraisal on it or something of that, because...
Yeah, I don't know for sure where they got that figure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
And this will be,
this
will be tax exempt, so...
Well, it will be once we approve it, so, but I only had it valued at $212,075, so... I'm not real sure where he got the 360.
What's the use of the property?
Teen Challenge is a faith-based, Christ-centered discipleship program. And what we do is we help people that are struggling with life-controlling problems find freedom through a relationship with Jesus Christ. So it's a religious organization that helps people that are struggling.
Are you a corporation? You a 501c3?
Yes, we are. We have centers in Omaha, and we took over the Nebraska Boys Ranch out in Alliance, and so we're in the process of getting that property up and running. And we also have centers in Des Moines, Colfax, and Pella, Iowa. And across the nation, Teen Challenge has over 200 centers. And then we're also operating in 96 countries with invitations to go into 32 more countries.
And how many people you serve here?
Right now in Beatrice, we don't serve any. We've had some people from Gage County come into our program. Right now, we're not actively working here, but one of the things that I'm hoping to do here is to get a non-residential program that can help people without going into a residential center. Right now, there's 8 judicial districts in Iowa. There's 12 judicial districts in Nebraska. I'm working with 5 judicial districts at the time in Iowa.
Okay, just a second. I'm just going to concentrate on Beatrice. You're not going to be providing residential services, but you want an exemption for this property.
We're going to be having meetings there, and we're going to be using it for training purposes at the time, and then hopefully in the future, hopefully it will become a residential center.
Okay.
When I talked to someone on the phone yesterday, basically it's for individuals that have addiction problems, and then they bring them into the facilities to get them back into the... you know, the working world and so forth. Now, from my conversation with, I believe, one of your, wasn't Bob, yesterday I talked to them, and they indicated that you were setting up the whole process of doing, you know, making this available to the people. First, they go through an addiction treatment program with your centers, from what I understand.
Uh-huh.
And then they're trying to reconnect them with the outside world. So
I understand all that.
Yeah.
The question is, we're giving a tax exemption for a property, and is it going to be used for this purpose?
Yeah, and that's,
yes.
And these are the reasons we provide exemptions for people, because they're using the property, and if they aren't using the property, then we don't see a need for the exemption. But anyway, I'm trying to totally understand this. I know, obviously, you're very large, but how's that going to affect Beatrice, Nebraska?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm in the process of relocating here, and I'll be working out of the center to do ministry to the community and to help people struggling with different life-controlling issues.
So would it be fair to say that as this gets going, these are reviewed how often again?
Well, we would review, I mean, basically we review them every year. Next year would be in reaffirmation year. But if their intent is to make it into, like this, like over here at St. Joe's, it's not torn down yet, but we know that's going to happen. So it's in the process. So we still allow the exemption, at least. You know, that's what we've, you know, and other counties have done. As long as it's not being used, like rented out to him, or, you know, they're preparing it for this facility. And, you know, there's processes that you have to do to do that. And, I mean, the same thing is, this one's not torn down yet either, but we know that's going to happen. But it does take time to do that. So that would be.
Has the transaction actually gone through? You own the land now?
Yes.
Okay, did you go through any zoning process with City of Beatrice?
It's in the rural area.
Well, but it's within 2 miles zone, too.
Is that within 2 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a country miles, they say, from BSDC.
Okay.
I just wondered.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just in the process of doing all of that and doing whatever it takes to.
But you understand this group needs, you know, what I'm going to do with my properties is a concern because the it goes off the tax rolls.
Sure.
And until it becomes that, I think it's your vision of what's going to happen with the property. That's the concern I have. And again, Mr. Byers asked about number of people, exactly what's going to, you know, where, are they going to be housed here? Because that's a concern. The sheriff's going to have to deal with some issues, and I'm not being negative at all about your program. But those are facts that I think the board needs to look at, too, as far as does it qualify.
Right.
Sorry.
Obviously, whatever requirements are mandated for us to pursue, we will continue working on that. And then as far as being a positive influence on the community, we have several great relationships throughout the communities we work with. And so that's why I brought that up and, you know, where we're located now, because I think that, you know, we have some great references and we make a positive impact. We help people that are struggling, and we give them life skills so that they can become reacclimated and contributors once again to society. And the people that come into our program are coming voluntarily. They want to be there. If they don't follow the rules that we have in place, then they're dismissed. And we help them get back to where they came from. But for the most part, the impact that we have on families and communities has been documented as being very positive. So we're still in the process of working through all those things to make that a center. But in the meantime, we hope to get involved in the community and help people that are struggling with different issues.
And we do have three or four different organizations that are providing these services at this point. We have Blue Valley Community Action. We have Region 5 is providing services. We have MAPS that are providing services. And so I know yours is Christ-oriented. And mm-hmm. Do you affiliate with any religious denomination in the community, or?
We're interdenominational, so we get a lot of support from a number of different churches and denominations.
Okay.
So the Patty has a recommendation for approval here. Appreciate you asking the questions as you come forward, and
sure.
As we try to get a better understanding of the use and the purpose of the property that the county attorney has spoke to is pulling off the tax rolls. So I think there's an opportunity down the road to look at this some more if it doesn't develop as to what it needs to be.
Absolutely.
And just expect those questions to come. But Patty's recommendation would be to approve. And
that, I guess that's my question, Matt, I guess. Are we getting ourselves ahead of ourselves here, Patty, or no, you normally do this and then you follow up? You don't wait until they...
Basically, it's already the starting of the process is it's been put into the Teen Challenge of the Midlands, which is the, you know, the deed's been filed that way. That's the first. I mean, John Doe off the street can't file this deed and say, I want an exemption. I've talked to people from that facility yesterday, asked them to call in if they were not able to come here because they are from Colfax, Iowa. And talking to Omaha, they do have an exemption up there. There again, it is a work in progress. You know, if we see down the road that it doesn't develop into that, even this year, we can come back to this board. So as far as, I'm not sure they haven't done anything with the city, are you? Or do you know for sure if they've talked to the city or?
No, I'm just in the beginning stages of getting involved here. Uh-huh. So.
And from what I understand is they have to set up the whole, you know, process. And there will not be people there immediately. They send people there after they go through a treatment program. This is not where the treatment program takes place. This is where people go after the treatment program. So in talking to the individual, and I got his name written down in the office yesterday, and I've talked to a lady up there too. So basically what I think we should do, in my opinion, is go ahead and approve it, and then we will watch its progress and see, you know, we may want to revisit that, you know,
sure.
to make sure that that's what it's being used for. Just like we have parsonages, sometimes they get rented out. We, you know, we find that out, and then we, you know, last year we denied that gentleman that was just here. So it's a work in progress, and like I said, it's similar to the over here at the Catholic Church. You know, they're going to be using it for the church, but it's not torn down yet. So that would be my, you know. Now, if anybody disagrees, you can override whatever I, you know.
Well, we have a long history with St. Joe Catholic Church and all of the things that they do, and they're here.
Right.
Sure. And but so I've done other checking, and I mean, even though it's just not familiar, I mean, basically the Omaha is exempt, so I did check with that. So.
Okay.
Kathy. What would Roger's recommendation, are we good with this to...
Well, again, I just, like some of the concerns here is, you know, they got a vision, they want to do this. Again, I've heard just tangentially about this program, and, you know, that's why I ask about this, the city, if they've been involved in it from the standpoint that you do have zoning issues, or could have, I shouldn't say you do, you could have, because you got neighbors out there. And, you know, again, I guess I compare getting the cart before the horse. Again, if they indeed, they hear we're ready to go, we're going to start accepting people. We are a program that is charitable in nature. Fine. And that's easy to show as opposed to projections. It's kind of like, you know, I hate to use this example right now, but the IRS, when you file for a 501c3, they will give you temporary status until you can establish through your work that you are, in fact, a 501c3 charitable organization and entitled to those exemptions. That's my only concern here. And again, Patty's saying we can back up and correct it. Okay.
It's my opinion, quite honestly, because you do have a neighborhood out there, basically. You have people that live close to that carriage house that may have some concerns, legitimate or not. I think we need to hold this until after they make their application for zoning to the city of Beatrice, and after that is approved, and then it can come back to this board for approval for tax exemption. But again, I would move that it be delayed until the city takes action on.
And I just want—I have not spoke with anybody from the city, so I do not know. Again, it appears to me it would be within that 2-mile zoning, and I don't know where the sign is on that road, but don't go looking for it. But
we could delay the action. I don't know that I disapprove it at this point, but we could delay it for sure.
And I agree with that. I wouldn't want to disapprove, but I think we should delay. We need more information.
I think based upon what Patty has said, where we can reevaluate at any time, we should go ahead and approve it and let him continue, get things in order. If it doesn't progress as it's supposed to be and it ends up just being a residence, then we need to go back and put it on the tax rolls. But at this time, I would recommend, my feelings are to approve the exemption.
Thank you. I met with Tobias Templemeyer and have talked with him. And very positive, and we want to do whatever we can to be an asset to the community and be an asset to the county. And I am also in process. I've got several letters of recommendation from our current neighbors and different folks that have been involved with our ministry. And so I'll be providing those to you in the near future. And would encourage you to visit our website. That can give you more information. We have Teen Challenge of the Midlands is Iowa and Nebraska. We started in Omaha in 1972. And so we do, my office in Des Moines handles all the intake process. We get about 150 calls a week from people from Nebraska and Iowa looking for help. Those are mostly family members trying to visit with us about how to get their loved ones help. But a lot of times it's the people that want to come into a discipleship program in order to change their life. So it's we may be a little bit unfamiliar in this area, but we definitely have been helping folks from all over Nebraska, including southeastern Nebraska. So would be happy to visit with any of you individually or revisit this board again whenever you have any questions.
And what you do is wonderful. I don't want to be negative toward what your ministry is, but we do need to be very careful as far as exemptions are concerned, and We have obligations to the taxpayers of this county and the neighbors, the people that you would be, where you'd be providing services. I have nothing against. I think what you're doing is fine. I have no problem with that, and if that's what people want, but there are some issues.
Has Tobias told you anything different or what you need to do or through the city or?
No, he just asked me how they can be of help, and so I just had.
Because you think to, you know, I don't know what guidelines he would, because.
Yeah, I haven't received anything from him personally. I don't.
Talk to him.
Yeah, I did. I did visit with him last week, and.
Patty, would anything we would do here with regard to this exemption have any benefit way one way or the other with what they would do with zoning? Does our action here have anything to do with how the city would zone this? If it's a charitable, non-charitable, it's the purpose and the use of the facility.
I mean, basically,
if you're a for-profit organization.
We had Omni up north, you know, and I just, you know, we had that exempt at one time, but then things happened up in that facility, so this would be basically the same, but I don't know from the city standpoint of what the city would, you know, if they need to notify, you know, like when, like our county zoning is something's going to take place. Nancy notifies people around the area.
So
I don't know what the city's rules or regulations are concerning that, but
I suppose if the city zoned this or didn't approve the zoning change, and I don't know what their process is and what the regulations are for those.
I don't know that if it was a bed and breakfast at one time, I don't know that the zone, I mean, I don't know if there's any change in the zoning because it was a commercial, it was a commercial before. So it would be, you know, still considered commercial. The only thing is now they're bringing in, you know, if he talked to Tobias, I would think, you know, maybe some things would have been talked about if there needed to be further action.
How time sensitive is this?
Well, we really should probably, what is today? I say we could probably put it on, I don't know whether in 2 weeks we'd have any further information. The only thing is if we approve this and we find out that there's something different, I can bring it back to the board to revisit it.
Okay.
That would be my take. And I can talk to Tobias, too, in the city and see what exactly they need to do.
This isn't like we're jumping off a cliff and you can't come back. There's an opportunity to go back and you know.
Anytime on an exemption, there's an opportunity to go back if I find out it's not being used for charitable or religious purposes.
I personally would see a benefit to our community, and there's a demographic there that could benefit. And I would say let's stick our neck out and give you a shot. If it doesn't turn out, then we're going to come back.
Yeah.
I guess that's my thoughts. I think there's an opportunity here. That's my personal
mind with me.
Because really, the only thing we really need to be concerned is that it meets the qualifications as an exemption as a charitable or religious organization, not exactly where you're at in the process or, you know.
As far as?
Yeah, just that it meets the qualifications for an exemption.
Okay.
That's why I did some checking to make sure we had some other facilities that you were exempt on because I had not heard of this one before also.
Right.
And so, I thought maybe somebody was going to call in. With the discussion I had with the lady and the gentleman at length yesterday, it was in my, you know, my best guess that this was truly. But to bring people here immediately, they go through a process of getting help first. Then they step over to this specific area to try to get them back into the workplace and so forth. So that was my understanding of people with addiction problems and things like that. So,
and which ones did you find had been granted exemptions?
In Omaha.
Omaha.
That's the one in because I asked them in Nebraska. So, you know, Iowa could have different rules than what we have. So my main target was Nebraska to make sure that, you know, this was legit. So.
And I don't really truly believe that, I mean, as far as addiction and that stuff, that really don't have anything to do with, like John's saying, what we're talking about here. The main things that we're concerned about is the 501c3 and the exempt status and more or less where the money, you know, where the money comes from that runs the program, where that, I guess I don't understand exactly where the funds come for
right.
The facility and that stuff. And I think that's probably an important piece that we should know, too.
Because we are a 501c3 religious charitable organization. Most of our funding comes from partnerships that we have with corporations, individuals, and churches. And someone comes into our program, they pay an entry fee of $750, and that covers their whole stay in the program for a year. And so it's through the donations that people give, and then they receive tax credit for that, for charitable giving. So that's how most of our funding comes from. And like I said, a lot of it is organizations such as Nationwide. Pizza Ranch is a company we got a great relationship with. Iowa Speedway Foundation. Those are a few that I've been involved with over the years. But a lot of our revenue stream comes from churches of all different denominations. So it is a tax benefit for people that do give, and it helps us help people. And then the beautiful part of that is, rather than sending somebody continues to spiral downward, and we can help them change their life before they end up in jail, we're saving the taxpayer even more money rather than incarcerating somebody. So I see the benefits as being really positive in many different ways. And I can't stress enough that if somebody doesn't want to be in the program, someone creates problems for other residents or staff or neighbors or the community, they're immediately dismissed. And we would not tolerate any kind of behavior, because we're not making money by them being in our program. We're only fulfilling our purpose if we're helping people change their life. And if they're not doing all they can to change their life, if they're not at that point yet where they want to change, then we wouldn't want them to be in the community and be a nuisance to the community, be a burden to the neighbors, or to those that really are in the program to change their life.
As they're dismissed, what happens when they're dismissed? Are they just kicked out the door?
No, not at all. We would provide them, part of their entry fee is set aside so that we can provide transportation for them. If they need to go to the hospital, if they need to go to a bus station, if they want to go to a jail, we would provide transportation and take them to a place where we know that they're going to be on their way, or they're going to be in a place where they're going to be supervised, and they're not going to be in a place where they where they're going to hurt themselves or hurt someone else.
They aren't just dismissed. No. Refer them to another program.
Right. Right. They may choose to go home, and that's where we would take them to the bus station, and then watch them get on the bus and go wherever they're going. So again, we have the resources set aside to provide for that, and that's what a lot of people do. Or if they want to go to another program, sometimes they think they're ready to make a commitment to faith, and they don't want to go to a faith-based program. They want to go to a secular program. So we would transfer them to another program. But we wouldn't just kick them out the door.
Do you receive any Medicaid dollars?
No, we don't.
Pat, I guess the only other thing I got to say is that Patty's recommendation is to approve, and she should be checking all these things. Sounds like she has, so I guess that kind of sets me at ease.
You know, for the what I've received in information, it's my, you know, now we can follow up as you go through it, and, you know, we'll be looking.
I would move we approve the application.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Setzer. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next on the agenda is approve or disapprove. Need a motion to approve or disapprove Daryl Standard as a appraiser consultant for property valuation protests.
I move we approve Daryl Standard as appraiser as a consultant for protests.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Second by Byers. Discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve.
Next on the agenda is approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 20. John and Janan Entz. Did I say that right?
Janan.
Basically, it's a mobile home that is accelerated.
$81.17.
When they move mobile homes, then we accelerate the tax so that where they're sitting, that political subdivision gets the dollars. So we actually accelerate the tax before they're moved.
Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, what else do you have?
Basically, that's it. Tax valuations go out on Friday, so hopefully people have a weekend to calm down.
Is that when you get added to the Christmas card list? Is that when?
No, it's been, you know, most people have been really pretty good about it. They just need to come in and visit with me. Don't feel like you have to go to somebody else. Come talk to me specifically. Bring me a map of your property, you know. Some of them will let Dan in if they think, you know, the condition needs to be looked at. Talk to Denny. I think we'll do some in the office that just make sure that everybody understands. I'm not making any promises in the office, but if I do a reduction, it has to come before this full board. So it's not just me doing it. It's the whole board looking at what I may recommend. So Daryl will only be used if we need him on commercials. Therefore, so you understand, he is in other counties doing protest work. So if we do need him, we may need to, like, line him up and then have him come in a day and maybe review them. So, but please, you know, let them come visit with me. We'll take a look at their property. That's the best way. Look at the maps.
How many are going out? I think in the paper, or if I read it right, you said not every property owner was going to get one. Now, why not?
Because if there's not an increase or a decrease, you won't get one.
If there's no change, they won't get one. Right. That's why. Okay.
Yeah. So, like City Beatrice, some of the small towns, residential, we haven't done anything with, you know, so they will not get them. The majority of people that are going to get them, again, is the ag landowners. New construction, some of the residential we had to go in, but in that situation we've had to lower some parts of Beatrice. One thing I do want people to kind of understand, and it's kind of bittersweet, that these tornadoes or these high winds that come in and they take these rural buildings, the assessment date is as of January 1st. So that's kind of a hard pill to swallow, but you know, we'll go out today and take a look at a few of the grain bins and things that have been damaged, and hopefully nothing will happen tonight. But those do not come off the tax rolls until next year. And that's kind of a hard thing to understand, but our assessment date is as of January 1st. So, you know, and chances are they may have those back up before, so you kind of get a, you know, hopefully insurance does a good job of helping those folks out, so. But we'll go through and we'll look at what's been. It's my understanding some grain bins and some things like that have been damaged. So hopefully we won't have to deal with that tonight. So, but that is one thing that we have to make sure people understand, and that isn't always easy. So,
just to refresh, if when folks get their statements,
right.
Deadline for filing protests,
June 30th.
And then we hear protests. And
then you have to, the county board has July. To listen to everything by July 25th. And another thing is the homestead exemptions, we will be contacting the elderly people, the people over 65 disabled. Those are due in June 30th also. But we go through our list, and the ones that haven't filed, we contact them again. So my month will probably be busy.
Any more questions for Patty? All right. Thank you, Patty. Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the order of the Board of Equalization? We'll adjourn the Board of Equalization 909.